creates a health security fund and specifies the distribution of the fund and how the funds are to be managed.
Thank you.
And we also have a B30 amendments for consideration by the committee.
Mm-hmm.
And you have in your possession a hand in gross of the B30 amendments.
Representative Adams.
Madam Chair, I move the proposed conference, or the
Dash B30
amendment to House Bill 2007.
It's kind of new. It's
nice new.
Is there discussion? Representative Brown, did you have any questions? It was so fun because our desks were close by each other.
They were very happy.
And the question was?
I'm asking if you have any questions. I didn't want to close discussion.
No, but we have some amendments that we would like to move when the opportunity arises.
Okay. Further discussion?
Good.
Call for the question. Would you take the vote on the B30 amendments, please?
Senator Adams, how do you vote?
Aye.
Senator Brown?
Aye.
Senator Dirtler?
Aye.
Representative Harper?
Aye.
Representative Piercy?
Aye.
Chair Snodgrass?
Aye. Unanimous. The -30 amendments are adopted.
We're waiting for copy.
But I could talk about them while we're waiting. I'm trying to be polite.
I'll take notes.
They are the -B36, so we assume that there are several other amendments out there. What this does is provide a more meaningful definition of health programs, and it better reflects the motivation behind Oregon's participation in the tobacco case. Many of the providers and advocates are very comfortable with the -B36 amendments. They include smoking prevention, cessation and education, restoration of eliminated services in the Oregon Health Plan, and funding for safety net clinics, school-based health centers, and medically fragile children. You may or may not know the state of Washington obviously is setting up some funding, and I can't remember, but they're spending substantially more than we are on the cessation piece. In fact, I think my recollection is $100 million on tobacco cessation because they want to stop from having the problem. And actually, the Attorney General in Washington was one of the initiators of the settlements. Further discussion? Do you want to read them?
Questions?
Senator Dirtler?
I understand the bill right now that over 10% of the dollars are being used. And are you proposing to distribute the dollars in a different manner, or?
No, this is simply a definitional amendment. I think the concern, the reason why we have this amendment in front of us is that, A, folks are concerned about the broad ways in which we're using health-related tobacco dollars and under the proposed language of 2007. And secondly, I think the more immediate concern is to get at the tobacco and cessation and have that be prevention and cessation and have that be a priority. Further discussion? We do not have an amendment in front of us. We have not moved for that. So we're just talking in general about this.
Senator Lee, did you have further discussion?
Well, again, I'm just trying to figure out what we're trying to do here, because we've allocated some money to the tobacco cessation, and I think the only thing that's designated right now to be used is like 10% of the interest. So there's no proposal to change how the distribution is.
Further discussion? The bill that we have before us was in committee, in the House committee, for about 3 months, and they discussed at length many issues related to health. And it's my understanding that they felt that the legislative assemblies, in future legislature, when there was the dollars were actually in, could make those kinds of determinations. I appreciate the amendment that you brought forward. I know that, for instance, the medically fragile children, there is a bill in the process that does deal with those individuals, those children. I think that there are some things that are coming through that will take care of some of those issues. I know that there are cessation programs and tobacco prevention programs already in play. This is in addition to the programs that are already in play. This meaning House Bill 2007 as it sits. So my inclination would be, and my hope would be, that we would pass out 2007 with just the dash B amendments today. And I do have a question, though. I've had conversations with the governor's office. Had the governor seen these amendments prior to? Do you know?
Oh, the dash B 36.
Your amendments?
I do not know. I do not know.
I was just curious if that would be something that he would be. That he would embrace enthusiastically and perhaps sign 2007 rather than have it go out as a referral. I was just curious.
I think, Madam Speaker, the focus, his concern is about funding for schools at this point, as opposed to that's what would motivate him to sign it, if there were dollars available for schools, as opposed to what's in the trust fund. That would be my sense.
Okay, great. Well, there is no motion before us, so I'm waiting for...
Madam Speaker, I would move the dash B-36 amendments.
Okay, Representative, excuse me. I will probably do that at least one more time. Senator Brown has moved the dash 36 amendments. Is there any discussion, further discussion? Would you please call the roll?
Senator Adams, how do you vote?
No.
Senator Brown?
Aye.
Senator Dirtler?
No.
Representative Harper?
No.
Representative Piercy?
Aye.
Chair Snodgrass?
No. Dash 36 amendments not having received the majority. No. Senator Dirtler, did you want to move the bill of amendment?
No, Speaker, I move House Bill 2007 before we pass as amended.
Senator Dirtler moves House Bill 2007 as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion?
Madam Speaker,
Representative Piercy?
I just wanted to make a comment about how unfortunate I think it is that we're doing this in this manner to circumvent the governor and to close a discussion about adding any money from the tobacco trust fund for schools. It seems like we had a real opportunity where we could have done what you want to do here, and we could have taken a few dollars from the trust fund and made a lot of difference for schools in Oregon. And it's a real shame that we didn't sit down together and make that happen.
I appreciate your comments. Senator Brown?
Actually, I have a question. The last time we were here, we had several other amendments. Are we back to the bill as before us with simply the dash 30 amendment? Okay.
Further discussion? Senator Brown?
I would also join with Representative Piercy's disappointment that we're here and that we need to shirk our responsibility to the voters. I believe that we were elected here to make decisions, and I think it's unfortunate that this needs to go out to the voters. I think working together, we could have crafted something that folks felt comfortable with, and I think it's very unfortunate we're here.
Yes, because I'd like to make is I I think it's a prudent decision, knowing that coming back next session, we're going to have a big hole in our budget. And if we think this is tough this session, I'd encourage you to wait till next session, and then we are going to be short $400 million just to keep up with the current service level. And if we'd spend all these dollars, it would be just a lot more problems. So I think what we're doing is a prudent decision.
Anyone else? We call for the questions, please. Call the roll. Senator Adams, how do you vote?
Aye.
Senator Brown?
No.
Senator Dirtler?
Aye.
Representative Harper?
Aye.
Representative Piercy?
No.
Chair Snodgrass?
Aye.
Conference Committee has just passed House Bill 2007-B amendment to the floor, majority.
For the committee leaves, I need your signatures, please.
I refuse to sign.
And the conference committee is closed.
Go far.
Yeah.
No.